Okay, hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking, and this is actually morning time. It was raining before, and now the sun came out, and I'm sitting here outside of my humble little tent in Klil with Yossi.
Yep, Joseph.
Joseph?
Well, it's better in English.
You
Yossi, Joseph,
were traveling.
Yoshi.
You were traveling in the U.S., right?
I was traveling, I've been living in the CA in Northern California for about a year,
You got a bit
more.
of an accent in English.
I haven't.
And I didn't told you before we start record that did I told you that
Yeah,
it's
it
in
was a
English?
totally surprise. I thought we were gonna start in Hebrew, but
How do you
okay.
feel with English?
No
Sorry,
problem.
because
Living
the
in California, then it's okay.
No, but it's like the idea was referring to people from outside of Israel.
Yeah, for
Like
sure.
I'm trying to
Yeah.
cool.
Because the
No,
idea,
it's funny that I
our
forgot to
ideas
tell
are
you.
global, are not only stable here. And my thoughts about this old things
Exactly,
is
exactly.
not only what's happened in Israel, but the thing is, here in Israel, it's where the end is going to start. And this war is the beginning of the end. For sure, it's going to be global, but there is a thing
Yeah,
about
not
it.
in Ukraine, not in
Ukraine is a part of
Korea, not
Ukraine
in
is all part of it,
China.
is all part of it, because actually, as
Wait
I when I was referring to the masculine.
Maybe before we go into the things that you wanted to speak about, and that's the reason that we started the recording, I just wanna invite you listeners to enter this surrealistic
Situation.
situation, because the reason that now it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, usually I'm like doing stuff in this time, like studying or a bit of wind. I hope it's not getting too much in the sound system of the phone.
It's part of the nature, it's okay.
Yeah, but when the wind come to the phone,
Yeah,
sometimes it
I
sounds
know,
like, you know, because Yossi actually came here this morning to make an interview. No,
I'm a
shoot.
cameraman. I'm a cameraman for the Babylon Channel 13 in Israel. I'm a cameraman. This is my work, and I go all over Israel and I film and I go live for the news. For yeah, totally part of the Babylon for sure, but it gives me as this is a Babylon job, but it gives me as a person nice, a very interesting perspective about what's going on everywhere. I'm kind of I feel like going outside of the Matrix, but not as Neo, totally Agent Smith, but I'm going like I'm seeing things from different perspective.
Sooner, I think after hearing your philosophy stuff, if you feel like, maybe we can hear about how is it like to be a working in news channel during the war. That's interesting. But before that, I would just want to put them. So he came to shoot an interview
A
with
live
me.
interview from a live interview f with him with the anchors in the studio, like a live interview, and we just want to see how Mayan lives, how is living in a tent, and because it's not usual for people in Israel that lives in a city with electricity. So by the way, why the reason why we came from him, because there is a kind of a scare here. Everyone is afraid that when the big war will start here, people will live without electricity. So we just want to show, yeah, it's okay to live without electricity. It's fine.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that the listeners are aware of the fact that I don't have electricity, because it's not really a thing in the podcast. It's like a background thing.
Yeah,
But
okay.
for you, like
Yeah,
you
I
came
came
here
for
for that thing, and that was cool. And then after finishing, we see standing here outside smoking a joint, and I'm telling him, you know, you there in the news system, because he told me that the people there like the item. If they like it, let them know that I have podcast, because generally I want people to listen to the podcast. And then he was saying interesting stuff. Yeah, I have interesting thing to say. People say that I should have a podcast, and I was, hey, do you want to record an episode?
Why
so
not?
Now we're going, now I'm the media holder. I'm holding the technology that recording. It's just a simple phone with a recorder. And the podcast is go on a site named Podbean. And from there, there is a link to Spotify. And some people listening from the world, not that many, but I have one person in Nigeria once listened to my podcast. So a computer told me.
Everyone should listen. I think it's whoever his ears are open for knowledge or for ideas from other people is blessed.
Cool. So Yossi, you yeah. had something to tell us about a philosophical idea that you have about the war.
It's part of that. It's I think it's something that's much bigger. And from what I understood, I didn't really hear your ideas, but I think it's kind of similar. We're looking at the world like in a very similar way. I think that not only this war, it's not only this war, it's the wars all over. And I connect my ideas really, and I connect them to Judaism also, because everything that's happening here, it's now has already been told by the Jewish prophecies 5,000 years ago when the Judaism just started. And the Judaism it's a very interesting religion. I think the Judaism that was like the first Judaism, not the modern Judaism that is going on now.
You think there was a few steps and
for sure. There is a saying in the Judaism way in the first testimony that they say you should not release your sperm just for nothing, but it doesn't say you don't have to you're not allowed to touch women or to have sex. You just have to keep your sperm inside.
That's like tantric stuff, actually.
That's it. That's the thing that was. People, the first Jewish people were tantric. They were having sex with women. They were pleasuring women. But they're just saving their own sperm inside. Their own male energy. They were saving it inside as tantric. Mm-hmm. And this is what this was. Over the thousands of years that the Judaism... Judaism evolved. I don't think it's evolved, because I think it's in a single evolution.
Revolved,
but the evolution of the Judaism was also really connecting, really taking a lot when the Jewish people were spread all over the world after they were here in the Holy Land of Israel. They took a lot from other religions that came out of the Judaism, like Islam and Christianity, mm-hmm. which were taking this in a different steps. And I think that new Judaism, which we see now, it's a Judaism that's half of it is taken from Christianity and Islam. And all of that three big religions that are controlling the world.
Can you maybe give, because I get your claim, because I have all kind of examples popping up in my mind, but maybe the listeners don't. Can you maybe pop up some examples for like I have in my mind the habit of going to big important religious people graves and like kind of like asking them for help, that this is tradition come from Islam into Judaism, as I heard. Do you have other examples?
The examples of, first of all, like we just said, of taking you away from
this tantric, the
from taking you out, taking you away from taking you away and pulling you back from sexuality. Actually, sexuality in the first Judaism was, I think, as I said, tantric and very pleasuring. But the thing is that the Islam and the Christianity took us away from sexuality, and the Jewish people, the Jewish religions was taking that out with, I think it's, they took it from our Islam and Christianity. Also, the Jewish, as you if you look at the three big religions, monotheistic religions that actually believe that there is one God and he's male and he's sitting in the sky.
That's the,
that's the thing. And this three big religions.
I do want to mention that I find it more beneficial to not look for the blaming point of the origin of. I think like that this tantric, the relationship between the man and the woman is like a thing that we can see along the years. And I think pointing and saying it's coming from Christianity or coming from Islam, it doesn't, I don't think
it's, yeah, I think, yeah, maybe, no, I'm
even
not
if
pointing.
It's true, it's not important.
I'm not pointing, but it's something that went all in.
Like, I don't want to blame
it's one of the, it's one of the progressions. It's one of the, it's one of the, it's how it's evolved or devolved, as we say, because.
I don't want to blame, you see.
No, I'm not blaming nothing. It's like, it's something that just happened. And also I think the reason that the I call it spirituality, that the male power, the male energy took over the spiritual world in the humanity. It's happened for a really good reason. Also for it's all about balance. Let me start from the beginning, let me start from the beginning.
Cool. The reason I'm looking at the phone every once in a while is because I want to make the episodes shorter than 15 minutes, so maybe to get you a fluish to speaking, maybe we'll make it into a new part.
Maybe.
Okay, so this is, we're going to do you have a name for those episodes?
I don't have a name. You make the names. You are
sometimes
the one.
Sometimes I'm inviting the visitors to
it. You are the podcast
you see,
owner,
Yossi just came from Babylon, so he's like all cutting patterns. Okay, so part two of Yossi's interview is coming up.